do the first order of business will be the election of the chair.
Okay, great.
And then turn it over to the new chair. So
great.
We thought that was the more orderly way.
Okay.
Good.
Leslie, I guess I'll just wait and see what develops.
Okay.
I said, wow. Things are happening so fast. I guess Progressive Portal discovered my email yesterday. I've gotten about 150 emails.
Well, I've beaten you.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, right. I think
I stopped counting around 300.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I am lucky.
Your question now was the number one item on the ones I received. And we move into gag rule.
Right. The gag rule and Democracy Now were the two big items.
Hello, this is Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Rob. Dave here.
I've also got a resolution I want to read.
Okay. Well, the first order of business, actually, Wendell's going to open. He's not on yet as the, right now, the only officer of the board. So he'll open and do the first order of business will be the chair, the election of the chair, and then turn it over to the new chair. And then we'll proceed with the election of the secretary and the treasurer. And then what I thought we should do is just review the agenda and we can add, see if there's any additions that people want to put on it and stuff.
Okay.
That's what I was worried about. That's what I was concerned about.
Yeah.
When do we make up the agenda?
Yeah. I think we should do that after the election. So.
Good idea.
Okay.
Well,
I know Wendell and Bert and I believe Dick Gregory were all planning to be on this call.
This is Dave Ferdinand. Ted told me yesterday that he very strongly expected Dick to be on the call.
Okay.
Joe and I have a bet on that.
David, your voice is kind of low, so could you make sure to speak loudly?
Indeed.
Okay.
I shall. Is that good?
Okay, great.
That's better.
This is Ray. Was there any exchange of items among the, that circulated among all the participants?
No, the only were the email that I sent out, a week ago and then on Thursday, which listed some, agenda items and the recommendation.
Dave Burdick here. I did circulate the motion regarding the gag rule with controls on abuse to all of the board members.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm adding James Ferguson to the call. Go ahead, please. Thank you.
Thank
Welcome.
You.
Hi, James.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dave
Ferguson here.
Dave, you have an echo. What did you do? You didn't have it before.
I spoke up louder.
Well, there's a big echo on your voice. Oh, well.
Oh, man. Well, that's not good.
It stopped.
Maybe it was pushing his darn headpiece.
Excuse me. Added a Wendell Johns. Go ahead, sir.
Great.
Thank you.
Hi, Wendell.
Good afternoon, or good morning, as the case may be.
Good morning.
How many do we have on the call thus far? Sounds like maybe six or seven.
No,
we have 10 include and 11 with me.
This is
I'm also here as well, Marianne.
Oh, Joanne's here. Okay, great.
Okay, yeah. Looks like we're supposed to have 16, including Marianne and Joanne from the office.
That's my understanding.
Excuse me, Marianne, this is Janice Bryant in New York.
Yes.
Could you ask Wendell if he's on a speakerphone? It would really help if he wouldn't be, if he were just to talk.
Okay, we can all hear each other, so I'm sure he heard your question.
Wendell?
Yes?
Can you come off the speakerphone?
I'm sorry, from time to time I'll have to get onto that speakerphone. I'm recovering from an injury.
Okay.
And I have certain things I have to do while I'm talking.
So okay.
I apologize in advance.
Okay.
Well, I hope you recover quickly.
Excuse
well,
me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm adding Jabari Zakia to the call. Go ahead, please. Thank you.
Hi, Jabari.
Hey, Jabari.
Good morning.
Let's do a roll call, please. Alan.
I'm here.
Barry. Bramson.
Here.
Bryant.
Here.
Kagan.
Here.
Ferguson.
Here.
Ferdick.
Here.
Gregory.
No.
LaForest.
Yeah.
Lee.
No.
Robinson.
Here.
Spooner.
Here.
Sakia.
Jabari?
He was just there.
Yeah.
Are you here, Jabari?
Huh.
Jabari?
Hmm. Was here, disappeared.
Wendell, you left off Barney Goodman, who's been appointed by Teresa, or by Susan Darrow.
I'm still here.
It's yesterday, Wendell, so he's not on your list.
All right, I'm sorry, that was Goodman?
Yes.
Barney Goodman?
Yes.
Okay, did Sakia return?
I'm here, this is Jabari.
Okay, good.
Good.
Okay, so we're missing Barry, Lee, and Gregory.
Correct.
Marianne, Joanne, you're both on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let us then start. Hopefully we'll get appropriate notification if the other three people show up. But in the meantime, what I'd like to do is immediately go into an election for chair of this interim board of directors, who will immediately take over the remainder of the meeting.
That's all for nominations?
Yes. First of all, let us have nominations for the chair of Pacifica Foundation.
This is Carol Spooner, and I would like to nominate Leslie Kagan for chair of this interim board. I recommend her highly. I have worked with her closely for a number of months on Pacifica-related matters. I found her very easy to work with, congenial, someone who brings people together easily and is very inclusive and open-minded. In addition, I think Leslie's decades-long history and work as an activist for the progressive community will stand well in helping us to further Pacifica's mission and add prestige and credibility to this board. So I strongly recommend and nominate Leslie Kagan.
Is there a second?
Per Robert's Rules of Order, a nomination does not require a second.
Thank you very much. All right, any other nominations for chair?
Yes, this is James Ferguson.
Yes.
I'm nominating Marion Barry. I think Marion brings a wealth of experience, obviously as mayor of Washington, D.C., but of course as a board member in other capacities, and he's been very important at this point in terms of the negotiations that led to this this interim board. So I would submit his name to be nominated.
Okay, are there any other nominations? We have Leslie Kagan and Marion Barry.
I move we close the nominations. This is Dave Frederick.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
I'm sorry, who was the second, please?
Spooner, Carol Spooner.
Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded that we close nominations. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right, the nominations are closed for chair. Let's move immediately to a vote. We'll just take a roll call, and as each individual's name is called, please state the person for whom you are voting. Starting with Alan.
Kagan.
Bramson.
Leslie Kagan.
Bryant.
Leslie Kagan.
Kagan?
Leslie Kagan.
Ferguson?
Marion Barry.
Furtick?
Kagan.
LaForest?
Leslie Kagan.
Robinson.
Leslie Kagan.
Spooner.
Leslie Kagan.
Zakiya.
Leslie Kagan.
Goodman.
Barry.
And Johns, Leslie Kagan. The votes are, I have 10 for Leslie Kagan and 2 for Miriam Berry.
Okay. Well, thank
with that vote, I'd like to congratulate Leslie Kagan as chair of the Pacifica Foundation Interim Board.
Oh,
Leslie, you now have the gavel.
Thank you very much.
Big one, too.
And I want to thank people for their vote, not just for their vote, but their vote of confidence. I think we all know we have a tremendous amount of work to do here today and in this next 15 months. So let's just move on to the next agenda item, which is there are two other officers that we need to elect, the secretary and the treasurer. So we will we'll start with the secretary and then move to the treasurer. We will hear, I'll accept nominations now for the secretary position.
This is Pete. I'd like to nominate Carol Spooner as secretary. I've worked very closely with Carol for many years here in the Northern California, Berkeley-Oakland area. She has been a true... truly hardworking individual to move Pacifica into the position that it's in now. She has great community ties, and one of the reasons that I am supporting and nominating her for Secretary of the Board is her ability to effectively communicate. Part of what we've understood to be part of the problems previously is issues around transparency, and I think Carol can properly represent communication issues to a broad variety of community and national board and executive member teams to the full Pacifica network and family. So I heartily nominate Carol Spooner for secretary.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any questions that people have that they want to pose to Carol? Okay, hearing none, I think we should move to a vote, and I'd like to again do this as a, even though this is an uncontested seat, I'd like to take a roll call vote on this. So, when you hear your name, please say yes or no. Teresa Allen?
Do you want me to say the name or yes?
No, you can just say yes,
yes.
Or no, yes.
Yes.
Okay, Marion Barry, I assume is not yet on the call?
Correct.
Okay. Pete Branson?
Yes.
Janice Bryant?
Yes.
I'll wait for myself. James Ferguson?
Abstain.
Okay. David Furtick?
Yes.
Barney Goodman?
Yes.
Dick Gregory's not on the call yet?
Correct.
Okay. Wendell Johns?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Bert Lee is not on the call yet?
Correct.
Okay. Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Carol Spooner?
Yes.
Jabari Zakiya?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's it. And myself, Leslie Kagan, yes. So as I count it, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 votes, yes, and one abstention.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Carol is now our secretary. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item is treasurer. And again, we will open this up for nominations.
Well, this is David Furtick. I would like to nominate Jabari Zakiya, the Washington, D.C. Appointee from the Local Advisory Board Chair. I've spoken extensively with Jabari about the dynamics of board and staff responsibilities relating to structure and finance. He's a technocrat with a great deal of heart, and he's a skilled administrator based on his experience both with governmental regulatory matters through his 15 years of experience with NASA and his own business experience, his position and experience on various boards, nonprofit and otherwise, I think makes him really strikingly eligible for this. In addition to which, he, like I, survived Washington, D.C. public schools and went on to the United States. I think I'm highly of him. So on that basis, I do nominate Sir Jabari as the treasurer for the foundation.
Okay. Other nominations?
Yes, I nominate Wendell John. I don't know if he wants to accept.
Okay, who's making that nomination?
James Ferguson.
Oh, okay, great.
And I believe he's adequately performed that job in probably in a previous life. But in any event, I do nominate him.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Okay, so I assume that's it. There are two nominations, Jabari Zakiya and Wendell Johns. Maybe we could just take a moment to see if anybody has questions for either Jabari or Wendell.
This is Pete, and I had a couple of comments in general, if I may proceed, Madam Chair.
Yes, yes. Please, just call me Leslie.
Okay. The treasurer position, specifically in the history of the fight that we've been in, is so important. Not to downplay secretary or chair, but the treasurer has a responsibility to make sure, again, in the interest of transparency, that all the issues are addressed fairly and represented to not only the members of the board, but those individuals who are part of the administrative team and as well the community. So I would call upon whoever it is who becomes the treasurer to reach out to ask questions that may be difficult to ask and expect to get answers. And to that extent, whoever it is who becomes the treasurer, I would like that person to set up a team that could involve individuals from outside the network, outside the family, to facilitate and help us find all of these things. This is no slight to the skills of either Mr. Johns or Mr. Zakiya, but it is a matter of calling and asking for the assistance of others who may know more about the nonprofit and progressive sectors to be able to help us to define and find these things. We are in a very, very difficult position at the network level. There's a lot of money that we need to account for, and I would hope that we can call on many, many individuals to help us find this information, and that's what I'd like to just state. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Rayla Forrest.
Yes.
Yes.
I
believe that the reason why we have a new chair and a new secretary is that there's a consensus, at least I believe, across the country, that this network has to have a new orientation, and that the people who have been appointed recently represent that struggle for that new orientation. All hopefully within the context of joint work and cooperative work. And therefore, I would like to ask Mr. Wendell Jones, then within that spirit, why he... First, have you accepted the nomination? Has he accepted the nomination?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
You have. Could you tell us briefly why we should consider voting for you to continue your work on the board?
Well, believe me, number one, this work that I have been doing in this interim situation as the treasurer is one that I've taken on solely for the purpose of improving the financial position of Pacifica Foundation. The history of this organization, since I've been involved with it, even from the LAB up through being on the board, has been one of non-disclosure. Non-disclosure and secrecy. And that is unfortunate because that has helped to set a stage for a lot of the things that have transacted in the past couple years. I am a CPA by training. I've been involved with both nonprofit and for-profit organizations over the last 30 years, including all positions of administration, controllership, financial management, cash management, financial investment. This organization, Pacifica, is not unique in that it has gone through a situation of a number of years of not having people with the appropriate expertise to have oversight. And consequently, that's why you don't have the disclosure and the transparency that, that you've needed. Now, what I bring to you is the ability of someone who can be right on site and heavily involved in the day-to-day management of the finances of the foundation.
Hello?
Yes.
Excuse me. This is Mr. Lee coming in. They're telling some people that this, and in fact, they told me first that this call was canceled.
Really?
Yes. And I have two other people who have called me since then. I've been trying to get in since 12 o'clock.
Great Scott.
I beg your pardon?
I said, that's terrible.
Okay, we don't know why that happened. I don't know, I don't know that we can do anything about it at this point.
You've got to do something because if people were told it was canceled, it means that they weren't in on it. I know I've been trying to get in since 12.
Who was told it was canceled, Bert?
I was told it was canceled the first time I called, and I just insisted and called back, and I said, no, this call is not canceled. Marion Barry called me and told me the same thing.
Excuse me, Leslie, why don't I hang up and call, and then I'll call back in.
Okay. Yeah, I need to do it, Marion. Just press 0 and star, and the operator will come on to help you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is James Ferguson on this call?
Yes, he is.
Okay, Jim. Jim, they told me that the call had been canceled. And they told Marion the same thing.
Bert, I'm wondering if you had dialed the first number. We had been given one number yesterday, and then later in the day...
Dialed the number that I had. Wait a minute. Someone is trying to reach me. Maybe I can... This is Marion, because we're trying to find out. I'll either disconnect and come back in or whatever.
What number?
Okay. Is everyone else here?
Yes.
Okay, so Wendell?
I'll just end up shortly. There are a number of steps that in the past couple of weeks I've been initiating that really need to be followed through on. And I pledged to this group that I would see that through and see that we are providing the kind of information that we really need to manage well the assets of Pacifica Foundation.
Okay. Are there other questions, either for Wendell or for Jabari?
Leslie, this is Teresa. I'm concerned that if some people can't officially get into the call that we're kind of conducting business that's improper.
Okay, well...
I would second that, Leslie.
Hello?
Yes, okay. Bert, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. And what about Marion and...
I have someone contacting Marion and Dick Gregory right now, both who had been told that the meeting had been canceled, but they now have the correct information and should be calling in a few minutes.
Okay. Why don't we hold on a minute?
Leslie, that is correct, and I also asked AT&T to call them directly and connect.
Who's talking now?
This is Marianne Dubois.
Bert, this is Pete Bramson. Can you pick up from speakerphone? It's going to be easier for us to hear each other. Thank you very much.
Pick up for what?
But that way it's easier for us to understand each other. My question now is to Marianne.
Yes.
Were you able to contact Mr. Lee and Mr. Barry and Mr. Gregory directly about the change in the phone number?
I spoke directly to Mr. Lee, Mr. Barry, and Mr. Gregory. I left the information along with my home phone number, as well as I faxed the information to both of those individuals.
Okay, my next question is it true that the same phone number that the other board members called into was giving out incorrect information to these gentlemen about the nature of this call?
Were other people told this when they called in?
Yes.
Of course,
how would she
individuals
know?
Can answer
I
that.
I was not.
Well, I'm just trying to get an understanding. When you spoke to the operator, was the operator...
The operator said that no one had been turned away.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How can... I know I was turned away. You telling me I wasn't turned away? I understand being turned away. I called this same number, and the first time I called gave the Pacifica board password, as you had written on this memorandum that you sent to me, mm-hmm. and they told me that has been canceled.
Bert, what number did you dial?
I dialed 800-547-5078, the same number that I finally got through on. But only after I called back, just a minute, only after I called back and insisted that the call was going on.
I apologize, Mr. Lee, but I'm very happy that you're here.
Same here.
That's outrageous. I think that we need to review once we've gotten everyone online. What's gone on so far?
Yes, yes, of course we will.
I think we should probably conduct the vote for the chair again.
We can do that if that's the.
Let's wait for Marion Barry and Dick Gregory, who are trying to get in right now,
right,
for them to get on as well.
Right. So let's just wait another moment or two.
Do we want to relinquish the conducting of the meeting to
Teresa, I recognize your voice, but when you speak, would you identify yourself?
I'm sorry. This is Teresa. Does Leslie want to relinquish the chairmanship of the meeting right now? We might want to consider that while we're waiting for them to come on, if they do come on.
Well,
I would move that this is Dave Furtick, that Leslie be voted as chair pro tem just for the expedition of this meeting.
So we elect a chair again. This is Carol Spooner. I suggest as soon as all participants are joined on the call that we recommence the meeting from the beginning.
Yeah. Can I add an amendment to Frederick's motion?
Yes.
And that is that we review what has gone on for Bert, or perhaps wait until the others come on and review first so they'll know what's going on.
Well, why don't you review it for me now? Somebody is trying to reach them to get them to get in. They're supposed to be trying to call in. I've given the right information to them, or what at least allegedly I found was the right information. So what has transpired to this point?
Let me do that, but also ask Marianne, could you possibly call the AT&T people again and see what the delay is in getting Mary Barry and Dick Gregory on?
Certainly. Joanne, that's zero star.
Zero star. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me.
Does someone need their numbers?
I believe Marion has.
I have their numbers.
Yeah,
she has
that. What has happened so far was just the meeting was opened up by Wendell Johns and moved immediately to the election of the chair. And through that process, I, Leslie Kagan, was elected. Marion Barry's name was also put into nomination, and I got more votes, so I was elected. And then we moved to the election of the secretary. Carol Spooner's name was put into nomination. That was the only name, and she was elected secretary. And we were in the middle of the election of the treasurer, and two people had been nominated, Jabari Sakia and Wendell Johns, and we were in the middle of that process. We hadn't taken a vote yet when you came on. So that's all the business that's been transacted so far.
Well, I think all of that would have to be redone. Number one,
yeah,
I'm saying
fine.
I experienced personally, I understand when somebody tells you that the meeting is canceled. That's when I started calling around trying to find people. I tried to reach James Ferguson, and I guess the reason I couldn't reach him was because he was on the call. And then
you call me on the cell phone, Bert?
I beg your pardon?
Is that you calling me, Dave Ferguson, on the cell phone a few minutes ago?
No, I didn't call you on the cell
phone. I thought maybe you were going to call me, too, that's all.
What?
I thought my cell phone was ringing. I thought maybe that was you.
No, I didn't call you.
Excuse me, added Dick Gregory. Go ahead, sir.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Dick, hey, happy holiday to everybody. Happy holiday.
We're just waiting to make sure that Marion Barry also gets connected to the call, and then we will start from the beginning again.
Okay. I got Marion on the other line, so let me tell him that.
Great.
1 second.
Yeah, I'm getting in now.
Excuse me, added Marion Barry. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Thank you, operator.
Hi. Marion?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we're all here.
Who is this?
This is Leslie.
Leslie? Yeah. I called Ben. They said the conference had been canceled.
Right. We heard that. Apparently three people had ran into a problem, and we'll have to talk to AT&T about why that happened. Maybe get reimbursed for the cost of this call.
Now, who is that saying hello? Would people identify themselves? Somebody just said hello in the background.
I just came on.
No, somebody else just said hello.
when he was talking, when whoever was talking.
This is Pete. Can we start the meeting, and can we have a roll call so that we can proceed forward?
Yes. There was a suggestion, because I had been elected chair at the beginning of the meeting before the three people came on late, and I'm very sorry about that, that there was a recommendation, suggestion that we start the meeting all over again and do the votes again, that I serve pro tem, as it were, until the election process is finished. So if that's okay, what I'd like to do is just a quick roll call, make sure everybody is here, and also remind people when you speak to just identify who you are so we all get used to each other's names. So here's the roll call. Teresa Allen.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, this is Teresa.
Oh. Okay. Marion Barry.
Present.
Pete Bramson.
Here.
Janice K. Bryant.
Here.
Who was that last name?
My name is Janice K. Bryant.
And you represent what group?
I'm from New York.
Janice was one of the people named by the outgoing minority from the last board. One of the out five. Myself, Leslie Kagan.
Was she named by the president of the lab board?
No.
Who is this? Who was speaking?
Marion Barry.
Okay, I'm from New York, and I've been nominated from New York.
No, but I was asking Leslie, is my understanding that the current chair of the lab would nominate the person who was a member of the lab before September
30th? Someone else was named, and we'll get to that person in a moment. The outgoing old, from the old board, the outgoing minority designated five people. And Janice K. Bryant was one of them, including and Pete Bramson, Rob Robinson, myself, and Teresa Allen. And Teresa Allen. So,
but in terms of the settlement requires that the current chair name somebody. I'm no offense to Janet. I'm just talking about a process here.
Okay, let me finish the roll call, and then we'll.
No, we can't. Let's just get that one straight. How do we get that?
Okay, Janice Bryant was not selected by the WBAI lab. That's Ray LaForest, who is also on the call. Janice Bryant was one of the five people named by the outgoing.
Oh, she's named by the minority.
By the minority.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Excuse me.
Okay, that's okay. So we were in the middle of the roll call. Janice Bryant said, here. Leslie Kagan, here. James.
Well, what people need to identify not only their names, but through which of the processes. Are they from the minority? How they are a member?
Okay, I'd like to just do the straightforward roll call because one of the things that we're trying to do is to create a new dynamic on this board and not have people locked into camps. So if we could just get the roll call done.
It isn't a matter of having people locked in, it's so they won't be locked in. We're trying to find out process that brought them here.
Okay.
That's nothing wrong with
All
that.
Right, let's do that very quickly then. We'll start from the top again. People should just say here and what process brought them onto this interim board. Okay? Teresa Allen.
Hi, my name is Teresa Allen, and I would have liked to have been designated by...
Well, just say who you were, not what you'd like, but how are you in on the...
Bert, can we just go through this roll call?
Well, if you can, if you're going to go through with some... You all have already pissed me off because it's somebody set up so that we couldn't get into this call. Okay?
Again, this was nobody, I believe, on this call. Did
right.
I believe this was an AT&T.
Sure, AT&T.
Well,
yeah.
Can we move on, please? Teresa Allen.
Hi, this is Teresa Allen. I would like to have been nominated by the chair of Houston LAB. She ignored my request. I have been nominated by, I don't know, what you might call the minority group.
Okay,
wait a minute. What minority group? I mean,
The old.
Excuse me, this is the member of the board, Marion.
Let's do this. It'd be better for us. Why don't you all tell us where you five were? That'll stop all this discussion.
That's okay. That's what I had done already.
Okay.
Okay, the five names, I'm going to do this way, and people, I hope, will just let me complete the list. It's already 12:30 here in New York. We have a lot of work to do on this conference call. Five people named by the old board minority, the outgoing board, were Teresa Allen, Pete Bramson, Janice Bryant, Leslie Kagan, and Rob Robinson.
Now, that's better. Okay, we got it.
The people named by the old outgoing board majority were Marion Barry, James Ferguson, Dick Gregory, Wendell Johns, and Bert Lee. The people named by the LABs were David Furtick from the Los Angeles LAB, Barney Goodman from Houston, Ray LaForest from New York, Carol Spooner from Berkeley, and Jabari Zakia from Washington. That is our 15 members of this interim board. What I'd like to do now is a very quick roll call. Or do I need to do that? All these people are on this call. Okay, can we...
No, I want to go through and have them identify themselves.
Okay, fine. Let me do the roll call. Teresa Allen.
Here.
Marion Barry.
Present.
Pete Bramson.
Here.
Janice Bryant.
Here.
Leslie Kagan. Here. James Ferguson.
Here.
David Furtick.
Present.
Barney Goodman.
Here.
Dick Gregory.
Wait a minute, what was that name? Goodman?
Goodman. Barney,
where are they from? I don't
Barney
have their...
Goodman from Houston, from the Houston lab. Okay, Dick Gregory.
Present.
Wendell Johns.
Here.
Ray LaForest.
Here.
Bert Lee.
Here.
Rob Robinson.
Present.
Carol Spooner.
Here.
And Jabari Zakia.
Here.
Okay, great. The first order of business, which we had begun, sorry that three of you missed it, and we'll do it again, was to take nominations for the chair of the interim board. So nominations are in order.
One question before you start that. Are there any other people present on the call? Marianne Dubois is on the call,
yes.
Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir, I am.
And Joanne Meredith.
Joanne Meredith on the call.
Yes.
Fine.
Anyone else?
No.
No.
Good question.
It was restricted to that number.
Okay, so that's it. Okay, so chair. The nominations are in order for the chair of the interim Pacifica National Board.
This is Carol Spooner, and I would like to nominate Leslie Kagan as chair of the interim board. I've had the pleasure, great pleasure, of working with Leslie for several months now on the litigation regarding Pacifica and many other matters concerning Pacifica. She has been a joy to work with. Leslie is open-minded and fair. She's inclusive. She brings people in and consults them. She is just a genuinely good-hearted person and very smart. In addition, I think her organizational skills are tremendous. She takes good notes and summarizes things succinctly. In addition, I think Leslie's decades-long history as an activist and a writer and someone, she is someone who's nationally known for her work on progressive causes, and I believe her service as to the foundation as chair would add great prestige to our work and credibility to our work, and so I strongly recommend, endorse, and nominate Leslie Kagan for chair.
Okay. Are there other nominations?
Yes, this is Bertram Lee, and I would like to nominate Marion Barry. Marion Barry, I have known for many years, has been an outstanding administrator. He was the executive i.e. mayor of the District of Columbia for many years. He has had a very distinguished career, both in government and out. Is someone who has come on the Pacifica board and has become very active and very involved in trying to bring it back to what it was in the past. I think that he would be an excellent person to be chair of the board.
Britt, I appreciate that, but I respectfully decline that.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Okay. Hearing no other nominations, why don't we move to the vote, and we'll just do a straight...
Wait a minute. This
yes?
is Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Do people have any questions for you?
Okay. Sorry. Any questions?
Leslie, are you working professionally in addition to being on the board?
Yes, I do. I do work. I'm actually a consultant to a number of peace and justice, social change organizing projects, mostly here in New York City and some on the national level. Mm-hmm. But most of those are part-time work assignments at this point.
How long have you been active with Pacifica Foundation, either as a lab member or supporter or
right.
or what have you?
That was, I believe, Marion asking a question.
Yeah,
yeah I have been a listener for decades here in New York, mostly. From 1987 to 1990, I was on the WBAI Local Advisory Board, and so have been, you know, more intimately involved in WBAI, especially since the late 80s. Over the years, through my organizing work, have had occasion to collaborate with Pacifica or WBAI on major broadcasting of demonstrations, of conferences, of other activities and events that I've been involved in. And I've been on the national board since June of 2000.
Okay.
Are there other questions or comments? Anybody wants to?
Yeah, Leslie, this is James Ferguson.
Yes.
Obviously, the responsibility of the chair requires fairness and confidence. We obviously have to have confidence in the ability of the chair to stick by the word that they set or they expound. I'm wondering, based on my relationship with your previous life as a board member in the previous board, do you believe that you're going to maintain the same type of advocacy that you have in the past, where in fact you don't have a voice and that you cannot make decisions on your own, that in fact you're just going to be a puppet for somebody else? Because what I saw at the last meeting disturbed me a lot, and it's something that has been very concerning. So my question to you is, are you going to be an advocate or are you going to be a fair chairperson?
Well, I actually don't see a contradiction between those. I actually don't consider myself anybody's puppet, and nor do I pull strings for anybody else. I'm neither a puppet or a puppeteer. I am a player, I am an activist, and I am part of a community not only here in New York, but a national community that is deeply concerned about the future of this network, deeply concerned and committed to getting each of the five stations back on track, back to its the mission of Pacifica. And so I think I see no conflict or contradiction between speaking my own mind and being responsible to and part of a larger community. I think I am a stronger individual when I am part of a community, and I think the community is stronger when each of us speaks our own mind. So I believe that, in fact, if you look at my practice on the National Board since I went on, that I have always been honest and always follow through on my word, and have never played games with people, and have always been both an advocate for my own ideas as well as a vehicle through which other people could express their ideas when there was no other forum or vehicle for them to do so. And I will, to be quite honest, continue to do that. I will be very mindful of and respectful of and committed to the rules and processes that we establish to make this interim board work. I am also very mindful of the guidelines set down and the parameters set down in settlement agreement for what this interim board can do. And I will also welcome and encourage each member of this board to speak their mind freely and openly and to seek out the input and the ideas from the community, the larger community of listeners and producers, station staff, LAB members, and each of the five listening areas. So, are there any other questions?
Well, this is Rayla Forrest. I'd like to make a short comment that I'm assuming that we're all here because we are advocates indeed for the communities from which we're proud and the broader community that's represented by Pacifica. In these dire times when the voices of reaction have the upper hand and the only national network for progressive and people's agenda has been rather functioning below optimum level, I think we should all be advocates. In my own experience in New York with Leslie, in building a movement here in support of change in Pacifica, I've observed a role as being fair-minded and facilitator towards a common work. And I'm absolutely confident that we're making the right decision now.
Hey, are there any other comments or questions?
Yes, this is Bertram Lee.
Yes.
Leslie, I have some great concerns and some of which I have tried to share with you by memorandum, as you have shared memos with me.
Yes.
And my experience with you, I unfortunately have to say, is that I have not found much listening done at all as it relates to various things. For example, one would be just setting up this initial, the interim meeting of the, or interim Pacifica National Board conference call meeting. And I had shared with you both verbally and in writing my concerns, which were also shared by some other members of the board that I indicated to you, that we should try and make this a very short meeting, that it was not good having meetings on the phone, that especially with all that Pacifica has been through, that it would be best to have the first meeting that got into any discussion of any real items a face-to-face one, so that people knew who they were talking about. I also had indicated to you that I felt that it, the conference call meeting should also be one which was an executive session to allow us to, you know, since even if people were listening in, there wasn't anything that they could do, that I thought that that would give a little more strength and confidence to the entire thing. But I have written to you several memoranda that I won't take the time to go through here unless someone wants to hear them. But I did say that I felt that the only things we really ought to deal with in this first meeting were the election of officers, to get the financial information to the station managers, three of whom have told me they cannot get their financial information so that they can get things done. To three, develop a process for finding an executive director. And I indicated to you, since you were acting as the coordinator of this, I'd like to play a role in that process. And setting up the date, place, and time for the first in-face meeting. And to me, those were the only items that I felt we could go over on this first call, on a conference call by phone, but that we could quickly try and set up the full meeting that would take place. And I again, I must say that I have just found this is just my experience, and it's not a criticism of you, it's just saying what my experience has been with you, that I just didn't hear you listen to any of that.
Well,
those are my comments.
Okay, yes, we did have several conversations and exchange memos, and I did listen. I also heard the comments and feedback from a number of other people, and also, again, had my own thoughts about this. We are mandated to have open meetings. I think it is a little unfortunate that we couldn't this weekend have an in-person meeting, but that was not just practical. We are under, you know, a settlement agreement that gives us 15 months to do a tremendous amount of work, and I and others on this board, I know, felt very strongly that we wanted to get the work up and running, that we are not having a full agenda today. There are several pieces of work that we would like to try and get done, including, as you said, Bert, setting up that committee to do the search for the new executive director. This is a top priority that everybody has expressed. And, you know, I just disagreed with you about the question of having this be broadcast or, you know, open for people to hear the proceedings. I think this is a principle that we must, not only are we obligated to, but we should want to have our meetings and our decision-making processes be open. Obviously, there are times in the life of an organization like this when a board has to be in executive session, but none of those items, you know, related to personnel, et cetera, or litigation issues, are on the agenda for today, so there was no logic or reason to have this be a closed or executive session meeting.
Well, that's your impression, and I disagree with that.
Yes,
vehemently.
Right, we disagree on that.
Yes,
right.
Vehemently.
Yes. Okay, so can we...
Is this meeting being broadcast?
This meeting is being broadcast by web, and I believe through the webcast, other facilities are picking it up, and I'm not sure if it is being run on any of our stations or not. I know they could, through the webcast, pick it up and run it. I believe also KFCF Radio in California is broadcasting it.
This is Dave Furtick. I just tested it, and I monitored it. It is being broadcast. It sounds like it's on about a three-second delay.
Okay. All right. So can we move to the vote for the chair?
If people have finished this, I mean...
That's what I'm asking. Can we move? Does anybody have any other comments? Okay. If not, then let's move, and I'll just call people's names, and people can cast their vote. Teresa Allen.
Leslie Kagan.
Marion Barry.
Yes, Leslie Kagan.
Pete Bretson.
Leslie Kagan.
Janice K. Bryant.
Leslie Kagan.
James Ferguson.
Epstein.
David Furtick.
Leslie Kagan.
Barney Goodman.
Leslie Kagan.
Who's next? Dick Gregory.
Leslie Kagan.
You, Wendell Johns.
Leslie Kagan.
Ray LaForest.
Leslie Kagan.
Myrtle Lee.
Epstein.
Rob Robinson.
Leslie Kagan.
Cap Spooner.
Leslie Kagan.
And Jabari Zakia.
Leslie Kagan.
And myself, Leslie Kagan, I vote for myself. So I think that is 13 for me and 2 abstentions. Okay. So why don't we move on then to the second officer slot that we need to vote for, and that's secretary.